Welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Before we get to this latest segment from the latest edition of the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM, we want to remind you can follow us all over in the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. You could be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk and at Sports Cubicle TV. Like, rate, review, and share us on all major podcast platforms, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, at Mercado Airwaves. Check out the video version of the podcast over at youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. We have swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. And if you would like to get our weekly NFL picks, check us out at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. Now enjoy this segment from the latest edition of the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM with Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado.
Well, the lockout continues, but we had some movement, I guess you could call it. It was the first major economic proposal, and it happened earlier this week on the middle of the week on Wednesday. It didn't go well, though. Of course, the players were going to reject that. And why I say it doesn't go well, I think it's just kind of the typical negotiation process that now that we're seeing it play out in real time, it's about what was expected. I had really high hopes when the lockout started at the beginning of December that these two sides could come to a quick agreement. I understood that they didn't want to negotiate before the holiday, but it doesn't really feel like that they're in any rush to get anything done, which means that now we're getting closer and closer to spring training and the threat of a delayed start to spring training, postponed spring training games, or perhaps the dreaded late start to the season, or the biggest fear, which is, will there even be a season in 2022? I still think we can remain optimistic that we're going to see at least a full season this year. Spring training might have a little bit of a different look, but if you remember last year's spring training was a different look. You know, they kind of played in pods almost in Florida. And then if you remember when the first initial lockdown happened with the COVID when it broke through to the United States, it canceled spring training. So and then that led to the summer camp before the start of the shortened pandemic season. So I think all the parties are used to having to be flexible when it comes to spring training, but this was supposed to be a return to normalcy in some regard. And of course, with stepping outside of baseball, with how many cases of coronavirus there are due to the Omicron variant, we probably would have seen some sort of adjusted spring training anyway. But now we're getting closer and closer to the season, about a month away from when pitchers and catchers should have reported. And it doesn't look like that these two sides are really wanting to move closer to a conclusion to this negotiation. Jeff Passan from ESPN reported that there was no deal, there was never going to be a deal, and then when the league made the proposal, the reaction among the players was not positive. Now, few on either side expected it to be, but that's kind of what he was saying, that these negotiations are very, it's not linear. Sometimes there's big proposals, sometimes it's incremental. The union is going to counter probably sooner than later, which I haven't heard anything in the last few days. But it is a long process. And as someone that's been a part of some labor negotiations, maybe not at the table per se, but part of a union in the middle of a process of a negotiation, there, and my situation is way different than Major League Baseball. But of course, it is like that. You know, both sides start with exactly what they want with no compromise. And, you know, you kind of see which side can blink first, you know, and who has the leverage when it's all said and done. Basically, the league's leverage on this will be revolving around the fact that the players aren't going to get paid if there's no season. And though the owners do need revenue, I think to them, they can handle, you know, it's not like the coronavirus where there was no one in the crowd where they still had to pay the players somewhat for playing. They wouldn't have to pay what they were expected to pay if there's no season So I think they could sit on their hands a little bit easier than the players who need to provide for their families or, you know, whatever they agreed to, you know, whatever they expected, you know, whatever sort of, you know, payments that they need to make on their homes, their cars, you know, what have you, whatever commitments that they've made. So I think the league is going to have all of the leverage all the way through this process, but we'll see. You know, what I haven't seen from the players is that they want to strike. I haven't seen that yet. I've just seen that the players feel that now's the time to really make some major changes. Now, we may see some things change in the next month here, and we might start seeing the players try to gain some leverage by threatening a strike. But we're not there yet. And I think the thing that both the players in the league has to realize, especially the league, is that the fans eventually are going to be upset if you take away any of the baseball. Now, I think the hardcore fans, such as myself, who likes covering this, we're not going to go anywhere. But at the same time, I think it'll make a person like me more cynical and skeptical of, you know, what is this league truly about? What are these teams really truly about? And I think the players, you know, are getting more and more out of touch with the common man, especially, you know, reflective in some of the higher contracts that are being paid out. And I think the casual fan, you know, I think there's a contingent of baseball fans that don't really totally understand what's going on right now. And it doesn't affect them because maybe they just don't watch the hot stove league and what moves are made in the offseason and that excitement. But once you start getting to spring training and closer to what the supposed opening day was, those are the fans that you got to worry about. The ones that are going to have the same reaction that you saw the public have in 1994 during the players' strike. You know, the ones that, you know, you're going to need a controversial home run chase to possibly win them back. And who knows if that could even do it. You know, what would attract fans at this point? We've already seen the long ball era through steroids and a juiced ball. You know, is Shohei Ohtani going to be enough to bring fans back? I don't know. And that's something that the league has to consider going forward. And of course, you can follow, you know, myself here on the Baseball Weekend Journal and Sports Cubicle TV on Twitter, where we cover this, you know, where we talk about this. And we're going to be following this story as it continues. And we hope that you keep it here, Sports Cubicle and the Baseball Weekend Journal.